We all have the experience of opening our mouths and saying something and realizing that what we just said revealed more about ourselves than we intended. We've all had that experience. In one way, many of the events of Holy Week are about identity, and they are related to that experience. As Jesus goes deeper and deeper into the full human experience of life and death, he reveals to us things that are important about identity. In this chapter of John, what Jesus shows us is something about his identity. Later this week, we'll learn some things about our identities as well. But it's interesting, in this section, Jesus begins, the chapter begins actually, before the reading we heard today, the chapter begins with Jesus gathering his disciples for a fellowship meal. It's not the Passover meal yet, because you heard in the text, they thought maybe he sent Judas to buy stuff for the festival. So it's not Passover yet. It's not a Passover meal. This Last Supper is what's called a Chavura meal. Chavura is a part of the word for friends or students or disciples. It means all of those things. It's the meal of a teacher with his students or a leader with his followers. And at this meal, Jesus begins in the beginning of this chapter by saying that God has put all things in his hand. God has given him all things. And, you know, I read that and I think, that would be an occasion to be happy, right? Right? That would be an occasion to be like, yeah, right? And what Jesus does is he gets up and washes feet. His response to having received all things from the Father, his response to being the Father's beloved child, is to wash feet. It tells us something about who he is. Where we might be full of pride or exaltation, doing the fist pump, Jesus gets up and washes feet. It's a powerful, powerful image. And then he says, you know, I'm going to be betrayed. That's going to be part of what happens with all of this. And they want to know who's going to do it. His beloved disciple asks him who's going to do it. And he says quietly to his beloved, you'll see when I give this piece of bread. Whereupon he feeds the person who's going to betray him. The imagery is intentional in John, I believe. It's not, it's him, right? Which is what we'd do. Point fingers, make accusations, scream and holler, be upset. Jesus feeds him, gives him a piece of bread dipped in olive oil. It's a powerful, powerful image. And once that has happened, and once he knows that the betrayal is in motion, then he says, God is glorifying me. And in glorifying me, God is glorifying himself. And for us who approach all things from the point of view of the protection of our own egos, that text is very confusing. And yet in John's gospel, Jesus knows what's going on. He's like the Blues Brothers. He's on a mission from God. And he knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. He knows where this is heading. And he knows that dying is a part of what he's supposed to do. It's part of the project. And he trusts in God because he doesn't need to protect his ego. He lets God take care of that. And it's only when we can, to some degree, we'll never do it perfectly, but when to some degree we can let God be in charge of protecting our identity, when we can let God be in charge of protecting our ego, when we can understand that our identity is in Christ, it's only then that we can respond like Jesus does. It's only then that we can respond to being given all things by washing feet. It's only then that we can respond to our detractors and betrayers by feeding them. It's only then that we can approach death triumphantly. The challenge is the paradox of letting go of some of that need to cling to and protect our identity and to leave that in God's hands, which feels risky and dangerous. And yet it's how we find our true identity. An identity that is in God's eternal love and not in our passing life. That's the challenge of these readings today. That's the kind of stuff that we're thinking about and reflecting on in Holy Week as we walk through